Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Are you a negotiator? Do you like negotiating? Are you good at it? What do you know about negotiating? Do you know how often you do it? Well, truth is, you do it a lot, right? Negotiating is a process of communication between two or more people, two or more parties, to reach an agreement on future behavior. Like when you're buying a small business, or you're leasing an office, you're hiring an employee, that's a negotiation. You're selling a product, if you're talking to customers about a product, that's a negotiation. Or trying to get a two-year-old to take one more bite of peas. That's certainly a negotiation, right? So let's look at two words in that definition: process and communication. First, process. Conducting a negotiation is more like running a marathon than a sprint. It takes time, and there are many steps. There are multiple steps in most negotiations. Sometimes the time frame involved is a long time. Could take days, weeks, months, even years. And once you accept this reality, you'll find that you'll set yourself up to be more patient and therefore more effective. Remember, folks, when you're in a negotiation, your impatience with the process is the other party's best leverage. Good negotiators practice patience. So take it when you're going into a negotiation, remember it's a process. Remember to be patient. Take a deep breath and don't let your impatience be the other person's advantage. Now let's talk about communication. There are many ways to communicate in a negotiation besides speaking. We all worry about what am I going to say? How am I going to handle this conversation? How am I going to deal with their offer? Blah, 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 right? We always worry about those things. But guess what? You also communicate with your punctuality, whether you are punctual or not. You communicate with how you look, your appearance. You communicate with how well you're organized or not. You communicate with attention to detail. For example, if you're responsible for certain forms of written communication, or some part of the negotiation involves you producing certain information, how you produce that information communicates to the other party. How professional are they? How serious are they? Are they trying to pull something over on me, et cetera, et cetera? All that's part of communication. You could even communicate in absentia with the quality of the documents, the contract that you produce. For example, if you've been given the assignment to make progress on the agreement, on the documents, the legal document, and you email or you send something that's not up to snuff, then you communicate. That's telling the other party something about you. Make sure that it's the right thing. It's the thing that you want to convey. Never underestimate the heightened awareness of every aspect of a negotiation. The slightest nuance, gesture, the slightest facial expression means something to the other side, or at least they think it does. Make sure that all your communications contribute to your negotiating objectives. So here are three questions that I want you to ask yourself before you enter into any negotiation. First, what do I want? Make sure you have this conversation with yourself. If you don't know what you want, how will you know when to stand firm and when to give something away? This is a very important point, folks. If the other party senses that you're not focused, that you're not certain of what you want, they will either disengage because they don't want to deal with a flake, or they will view you as weak prey and they'll take advantage of you. Either way, if you don't know what you want, you will probably lose. Number two, why should the other party negotiate with me? This is a question to ask yourself. If a genie grants you one wish prior to a negotiation, ask that genie what motivates the other party. Armed with that perspective, you can get the other information you need in due time. You need to know what motivates the other party. And then, and by the way, it may not always be what you think. It may not just be about the money or the stuff. There may be ego involved. There may be some politics involved. Find out, think about what those things are, and pay attention to the communication that's coming across that will help tip you off on those things. Next question. What are my options? The best way to get what you want in any negotiation is if you don't have to do the deal. You don't have to do the deal. Having an alternative to what's on the table will strengthen your ability to walk away from any deal that isn't moving in your favor. The other option doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be an alternative. You need a plan B. Whenever you're going into a negotiation, you need to be able to say, okay, if this doesn't work out, I have this other position that I can take. Without these people, I have this other thing that I can do. Now, at some point in time, when the negotiations with the people in front of you for this thing that you want, when it starts becoming a lesser alternative than your plan B, then you say, okay, I've got a better deal than that somewhere else, and you get up and walk away. That's how you do it. This will help you to know what you want. It will help you to go into a negotiation as strong as you can go into it. Sometimes during the negotiation, your second choice might start looking pretty good. And merely knowing that you're in a position to walk away will help make you a better negotiator. And remember, folks, any deal, in most cases, you'll never know what kind of a deal the best deal you can get until you're prepared to walk away. And finally, whatever you do, don't fall in love with any deal unless you want to make the other party's day. Love is for lovers. This is business. So remember, folks, everything is negotiable. The question is, are you a capable negotiator? Think about that. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Big old Buick and a big old sky, and wheels on fire, and I tell you why, I got a high-rise car.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.